Okay, we left off. We're at we're at six, and we want to talk about again. These principles are complicated, but we'll understand the principles because then we'll be able to apply them. So the Gemara in Psachim, around the same place that we actually saw the other day, talks about a situation where there are other things that exist halachically where taste can transfer that without a medium of heat. And the Gemara in 6 says, Amar Shmuel Maliach, Arehu Kimoseach. If a person salts something, it's equal to, it's synonymous, it's similar to, it's as if there's heat. Right, so, which we know, by the way, is how we can kosher. We know we pour salt over meat to draw out the blood, right? So we know that salt has a chemical reaction takes place. And kavush, something which is soaking, marinating, harei kimavosho. It's as if you are cooking. Okay, meaning, for our purpose anyways, if you were to have something soaking for a very long period of time, even in the, I guess in our case, in the fridge, you know, so if milk were to spill onto chicken or to sit for an extended period of time, that might be, in fact, considered as if it was cooked. Now, how long does it have to be considered kavush, right? So that's not like exactly what we said yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about, the other day, sorry, we were talking about like contact. Here, we're talking about if it sits for an extended period of time. So, yeah. And we see that taste might be able to be transmitted. Okay, so 7. Rabbana nibasa b'chalav lo gamrina dechidushu. But there's a machlokas exactly what level is this deraisa, is the Rabbana when it comes to milk transferring to meat or meat transferring to milk. Right? What level is that actually happening? Is that mamish cooking? Right? When the Gemara says kavush kimavushal. Right? Pickling, soaking is like cooking. What does like mean, right? It's akin, exactly. What are we supposed to derive from there? So we see this machlokas. The Gemara Psachim is saying, trying to tell me, is this a deraisa de rabban level? So it's a machlokas. According to Chachamim, Rabbanan, they hold when you have something like which is basa v'chalav, you cannot apply the rules of basa v'chalav to anything else because it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Why is basa v'chalav a chiddush? The answer is because milk is kosher and meat is kosher. You can't connect them, but each one independently is actually kosher. So to learn, you know, if I had to tell you, you know, take an apple, take an orange, oh, totally kosher. Together, not kosher. Wait, what are you talking about? If each one is independently kosher, why can't I connect them to each other, right? So that's a chiddush in the Torah. So you can't be very careful how much you can extrapolate from basa v'chalav cases elsewhere. So, Ella, di tarule kule yoma b'chalva shari bashule b'shule is aser. So the chiddush is that if you actually soak the meat in milk the entire day, according to the Torah, it would be kosher. Okay? B'shule b'shule is aser. Obviously, if you cook it, it is going to be aser. So again, if it soaks all day, shari, it's mutter. If you cook it, then and only then it's actually asar. Again, mi de oraisa, right? According to the Torah. Meaning that according to the Torah, soaking basa v'chalav is actually only an isur de rabbanan. Okay, and that's what Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh in source 8. Except for Rosh, mati b'shem de ritzva, yidi'im sheha b'socho yom shalem, me'es la'es, nigra kavush. That he quotes, and he said, I heard in the name of the Ritva, that if an item which is considered a solid, and it sits in a liquid for an entire day, right, 24 hours, that's considered kavush, right, it's considered pickling, right, or soaking, uboleya upoleit kemavosha. And there's absorption of taste. Usually you need heat, right? Usually you need heat in order to transmit taste. Here the chiddush is that, no, also, if it's kavush. Rayami darinan b'chulin v'asurachav chedushu di'i tare le'u kulu yom v'chal v'ashari fin bisho le'asar. Right? Then he quotes our grandmother in Pesachim. Ma chedushu kol isuri shevetore nami dinam kach. So he says, what's the chiddush? We know all these story Torah, we know when it comes to cold or not aser, there's no absorption. All the laws of the Torah, even though it's cold, tzonen is cold, dinam kach, that's the rule. Cold and cold aren't aser, it doesn't get absorbed. And that's what he says. That generally speaking, things that are cold, they don't absorb. So the chiddush is what? Afagav the tonen b'tonen. Last few lines. The next page. Labala im sharu yom shalem. If it were to sit, if it were to soak for an entire day, nasru mitam kavush, and we would asr it because of kavush, because it's being soaked. Basav v'chalav chiddushu de'inu nasr ela derech bishul. And it's a chiddush because when it comes to basav v'chalav, it is. It is only aser when it's mamish cooked together. That's the pasuk in the Torah. Meaning, what do we see from here? We see from here that if you have food items that soak, so for example, if you have a treif milk, and your treif milk is going to be soaking into my, by the way, treif milk soaking into my apple. Forget basav chalav. Into my apple, right? Treif milk soaks into my apple sitting in treif milk for extended period of time. The liquid has an ability to make the solid aser, and vice versa for that matter. Okay? Now, that's a chiddush because there's no cooking, there's no heat, right? Now, how long does it have to sit there for? I think we mentioned it 24 hours. Is it 24 or 20, right? What's the duration here? Of Kavish Kamavoshal. So number 9, the Beis Yosef says, Kavush Bitzir, right? So we saw before, he listed 24 hours, right? Who in the Beis Yosef mentioned 24 hours, right? So, is it Mamash, really 24 hours? Right? Then Mamash the entire day? So he says, okay, it could be, but is there anything that might speed up the process? Says the Beis Yosef in number 9, Kavush Bitzia. What about if I soak something in a brine, right? So it's mamash pickling, right? So I have garlic, and I have onions, and I have who knows what else, but it's a brine. It's not just water. It's just regular liquid. The Rosh says, the end of Perakol Basar, which is in Chulin, Shira Havei Ki'ilu Nisnu Ala Or Kadesh Yarsiach V'yaschal Levasha. Wow. It's literally the same time as if you're placing it in a fire to actually cook. So just like when you have fire, what's the amount of time where heat has the ability to transfer heat and taste from one to the other, however long that is, whatever, it's a few minutes. If it's very hot, yeah, not that long at all. So too, if your soaking item is not just water or milk, right? But rather, it has, it's almost a pickling brine, that's, let's say, treif, I don't know, whatever. Or you're making pickles. You're making pickles, and that brine spills on you. I don't know, that's a bad example. Oh, I don't know, you have brine from truma or something, right? For whatever reason, your brine is usser, that is like mamish cooking. Again, because it has properties in this brine that are like cooking. And the Shulchan Aruch in source 10, Isser Shin Neshrim Heter, Me'es Le'es Betzonin, something which is Aser and something which is Mutter, right? So the example we gave was treif milk with an apple, right? Isser Shin Neshrim has been soaking with Heter from Eis Le'es for hours, Mikrei Kavush, that's considered soaking. Arehu Kimavushal, it's as if you are cooking Vinasar Kulo, and the whole item is Aser. You have an apple that soaks in non-kosher milk for 24 hours. Your apple is no longer kosher. The whole apple, not just the outer layer of the apple. Remember that we saw the other day, right? Where it penetrates a little bit, right? Here, the whole thing is awesome. But if it's less than 24 hours, you can take your apple and you could rinse it off and it's 100% kosher. Wow. Okay. So here's our extreme cases so far. We have a 24-hour case, which is totally impacted less than that, just take water and rinse it off. So it's like an all or nothing. And the Rama says, Chomakom Damrin and Kavish Kavushal, everywhere we have this principle of this Kavish Kavushal, Afilu Ma Shechutz Le Kvisha Aser, even something which, so let's say I have an apple and it's sitting in treif milk. So I don't have the entire apple, let's say, sitting in this treif milk, right? And half of the apple sitting in treif milk, right? So what about the area above it? So it says Ramav, Ayudea Kvisha Shalamata Mefapea Lamala, Kamo Bibisho. Well, guess what? It's as if it travels up. Travels up. It's chemistry, it's physics. Then there are those who are lenient and say, well, maybe it's soaking, maybe it can't travel outside of the contact area. So you have an apple, right? So in the bottom half of the apple, which is sitting in treif milk, that one, the bottom half will be us, not the top half. The Safik Kavush Usr, but what about an area that you're not sure if it had that contact? He holds it the Usr. Milva Basar V'chal, Milva Basar V'chalav, doesn't include. However, milk and meat were more lenient. Dimina Torah in Usr, Ella Bisho Mamish. Because it comes to Basar V'chalav, it's Mamish cooking is the only thing that we Usr, not soaking. Based on a pasuk, mamish cooking. Now, it's an issue of the Rabbanon, but if there's a suffix, if I'm in doubt, wait a second. I know the milk went to this level of the apple, therefore that part of the apple is also. What about above it? Fine. I don't know if it got to this level or this level. So if it's a suffix for milk and meat, there's room to be lenient. Fine. 12. The yesh mekilin, the mashachut latzir, the shach. Is commenting on the word of Ramah, we give a Rav into Rishchatas, he holds that is in fact halacha. He says amen to what the Ramah says, he agrees. Fine, Prima Gadin. He wants us to clarify something. He says, when I'm talking about soaking, I'm talking about pickling, right? Right? And there's an absorption. I'm talking about a situation where it's mamish solid in a liquid, right? But not like where there's a sense of with a little bit of, you know, moisture, right? Like, I don't know, like an outside of an apple made of moisture. Now, that's not liquid, right? That's not what I'm talking about here, right?
Uh-huh.
Think about Lubashneim Lachim Shazem Miyad, he's Arva V'Esru Zedzed. Now, like, you know, two things that are like, you know, moist. So there's like a little liquid on the outside, you know, condensation on the outside. That's not moist. For Lubashneim Gushim Afshehem Lachim Tzas, Lo Shach, so if you have, let's say, I don't know, you have a treif piece of, I don't know, lobster. Well, just say lobster, right? You have lobster that has a little bit of residue on it and it's touching your apple or whatever, for whatever reason that happens, right? So, yeah, there's like moisture on both of them, but that's not considered kavush. Even if they have a point of contact for many, many days, your apple, if you rinse your apple, but it would be fine. That's not considered kavush, just because there's a little bit of condensation on both of those items. The point of contact is fine. And that's what he says over here. Okay, fine. Let's go to the next one, 14. Okay, what about ice cream? What about if I take ice cream, right? And I put it in a container and it sits in the container for 24 hours. Is my container now milchik? I took a fleshik container and I put ice cream in it. By the way, if I were to take milk, I should mention this. If I take milk and put milk in a meat Pyrex or a meat plastic, you know, container, and it sits there for 24 hours, I've actually made that container milchik, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 24 hours, it's a solid and a liquid. So what about if I take, I have a fleshik, forget, you know, this is very expensive. I have a very expensive, I don't know why you do this, but whatever, people do weird things. I have an expensive Pyrex dish that I use for meat. I wasn't paying attention, or my kids did it. Always blame the kids, very important. And you take ice cream and you put ice cream in a fleshik Pyrex dish or a fleshik pot and you freeze it. is that considered kavush kumavushal because it's sitting in it for 24 hours? Now, what's the status of ice cream? Is ice cream liquid or solid? Well, you're going to tell me, what are you talking about? Ice cream is a solid. Yeah, but in room temperature, it has a liquid form. So does ice cream have a status of a solid or liquid? Do I care about the state that it's in now in the freezer? Or do I care about the state that it's at room temperature? That's where this halacha comes in. So please, I show glida chalavi so 24 hours. I have ice cream sitting for 24 hours in a kli. Ain the kli din zesho chalavi kimish glida yeshlo din yavish biyavish. Ain din kavush. No, ice cream is solid. It doesn't make the item nochik, the container nochik. Okay, fine. Very important. Let's talk about an oven. Wow, ovens. Ovens are amazing. Now, what do you do with ovens? Milchik, fleshik, how do you do it? Well, you have two ovens. One oven you only use for fleshik, one oven you use for milchik. Generally speaking, you want to use both ovens for fleshik sometimes, right? So how do you do it? How can you cook milk and meat in the oven? So there's a few issues here that we have to deal with. One is called zea, which is steam. So the Gemara talks about a situation, if I put milk and meat in the same oven and they're exposed to each other, maybe the zea, the steam that comes out of the chicken, will also go into my lasagna. So I have lasagna and a chicken in the oven at the same time. I apologize to be clear. Lasagna is milk lasagna. Milk lasagna and a fleshik roast in the oven at the same time, that could be problematic. Why? Because the zea, even though they're in separate containers or separate Pyrex dishes or whatever it may be, but the steam that's going, that leaves one in an oven might penetrate the other item. And that would be awesome. Okay? Says the, this is a very complicated topic, but it's a good topic. Here's the Chuvas Rosh. I was asked, says the Chuvas Rosh, on office cholavis, are you allowed to put a milk pan? Can I cook milk and meat in the same oven? And there are different levels, right? We know that even then in those days, it was 1,000 years ago, you had different levels, different levels. So when I put one level of milk, one level of meat, one level of roast, one level cheeses on you. I would answer it. Oh, whoops, I skipped the line. I feel nearly aser. I feel b'dieved im naze. It's aser. Even if b'dieved made a mistake, it's still aser. Piti oser k'dera. Why? Because zeya ola mina alfas hu kamo chalav. Because the zeya, the steam from your lasagna, so that, right, the cheese, the dairy from the lasagna is steaming up. Quotes. Marchetz, Temeya, Zeasa, Temeya, V'tahira, V'chib, V'chiyutan. Okay, you could say the exact context is not really our issue. The asa is the steam. V'od sheninu hasa, Zeya ha'adam tahira, the person shvitz, is tahor. Shasa ma'ayim temeyim v'heziya, Zeasa tahira, right? So I drink hot water, right? That's it, that was tuma. It was hot water that came in contact. It was in contact with the dead body. If you drink it, that makes you tummy, or can make you tummy, yeah. But if you schwitz from it, right, because of the hot water, that just because the schwitz is coming because of hot water, which was tameya, doesn't make your schwitz aser. Right? If you go into a mikveh, okay, and then your schwitz though is mitame because you're still mitame. You didn't go to the mikveh. What do we see from here? We call a lin shminan the zeh hayotzes mina davar chashuva kosu davar. The perspiration that comes out of something is still considered the item itself. Meaning, the steam of dairy lasagna is dairy. The steam from chicken, the steam is still meat, or right? It's steam, you know, what are you talking about? No, it's like the item itself, okay? Has the same property, the same status. Okay, so that's what he says. And whatever, is this the halacha? Yes, it is brought down a halacha, that is source 16. Machla shachal shenisra v'kdeir achas, when he quotes that case from the Chuvas Rosh, and he says it is asr. You can't cook milk and meat in the same oven open because the steam will penetrate one to the other. Fine. And it says the Ramah. The whole time is at 27. Cho ze mire shemachvas migula. That's if it's uncovered. right? So I need to have my lasagna and my roast uncovered. Because the steam rises, so it goes to the, it actually goes to the other one. The gam mayre shehu bekarav kokach shed soladas b'zeh b'makom shenoga b'kti. Now, he says there's another caveat here. Not only does it have to be open, but you have to have them in close proximity where the steam from one could travel to the other food item and still remain hot, which usually would be the case if the oven is warm. So, of course, that would probably happen. But if my steam is not hot steam, it's, let's say, a cold steam or cooled off steam, that's not yad zolatis bo, that's not, you know, around, whatever, 70-odd degrees, well, you know, so it's about 43 degrees Celsius, then it would, in fact, be all permitted. 18. Obviously, the actual item in there is obviously hot. That would do it itself. Okay, so we see from here that if steam, zeya, can travel from one to the other, in fact, would make it aser. Okay, that's quoted by the Dagomar Vava as well. Again, if it's hot enough, which is going to be the actual case. Okay, let's end there for today. God willing, we're going to continue from source number 20 next week. Actually, I think I could take 20 seconds and do this really quickly, right? In fact, we kind of did it already. So look at the bolded words in 20. Okay, meaning if you're cooking, and what's happening, in fact, when you're cooking these items, that you have the steam, okay, we said that already, it would, in fact, make it aser. Okay, again, that's if it's open, right? That's if it's open. So even bread, right? You're making bread with meat. Your bread could become fleishig. You made them one after the other, right? So I do my bread, and then I put I do my meat, I cook a roast, then I bake bread in the oven, that's okay. Right? That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's what the Ramah here says. Unless, of course, there's so much steam that inside the oven when you put it back in. Again, that's be uncovered. If you cover it, it won't be a problem. Okay. What about modern applications? Ovens with milk and meat. Can you use them in between the two? That we're going to talk about. Mirza Hashem next week. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Have a good day, Rabbi.